Dobar dan. Prvo da vam se izvinim zbog čekanja. Sjednica Upravnog odbora Vijeća za implementaciju mira je trajala nešto duže nego što smo očekivali, tako da nadam se da ćete razumijeti.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming and sorry for keeping you waiting here. The discussion about Bosnia-Herzegovina was very lively. Also, the formulation of the communique took a little bit longer this time. And we have left this very room here only almost an hour ago. A copy of the PIC communique will be distributed to you shortly, but I wanted to speak to you directly in order to explain some of the background to the main conclusions that have come out of this Peace Implementation Council meeting at the level of political directors. Is everything working well? You understand me, okay? Yeah. Let me first say that we had a very interesting, a very productive, and also a very constructive meeting today. We took a hard look at the serious political, social and economic difficulties Bosnia and Herzegovina is facing, and we discussed practical measures to address these difficulties. Let me first talk about the problems, and then I will get on to the possible solutions. We reviewed the difficulties in forming governments following the October general election. It's obvious. We also deplored that all governments are not yet formed, say, on cantonal level, at state level. We reviewed the persistent challenges to the authority of state institutions, and we reviewed the failure to build consensus by parties that have found themselves with arithmetical advantages at different levels of government. The steering board expressed also its dismay that 6 months after the elections, governments have not yet been formed at all levels. And this lack of urgency shows a fundamental disconnect between political leaders and their population. Many have shown that they are unwilling or simply unable to act in a forward-looking and constructive way that is essential for successful politics in a modern European democracy. Since our last PIC session at the beginning of December, progress on implementing the 5+2 agenda has been notable only in relation to Brčko. And in this respect, I would like to commend the efforts of my deputy, Brčko supervisor Roderick Moore, and you will have a chance also to speak to him, ask questions, as this was also a topic which raised greater interest this time than usual, yeah, the Brčko question. Otherwise, almost nothing has been achieved by the BIH stakeholders. On the contrary, steps have actually been taken, notably by the SNSD-dominated authorities in the areas, to make agreement on state property harder. So on 5+2, on the 5+2 agenda, which is important for the transition, or if you like, for the closure of the OHR, there was very little progress during the last few months. We also heard presentations from some institutions which we could call independent institutions in Bosnia-Herzegovina, but concretely we heard the presentation of President Novković of the HGPC, we heard the presentation of BIH Court President Kreso, we heard the Communications Regulatory Agency President Husseinovic, and we also heard the Indirect Taxation Authority Governing Board Chairman Dragan Vrankic. So these are all independent institutions, and they received very, very strong support for their independence by the PIC members. PIC members also were very impressed by what these personalities told us, and also there was a lively debate about their exposés. These institutions play a crucial role in sectors where progress is essential if Bosnia and Herzegovina is to complete its recovery, move forward on the road to EU accession, and provide its citizens with basic guarantees of freedom, democracy, and prosperity. The PIK gave these institutions the overwhelming support and said political attacks on them must stop. I should add that Ambassador Robbins of the OSCE also briefed the Peace Implementation Council on education reform in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and while he rightly commended and praised the dedicated work being done by teachers throughout the country, he also drew attention to the systemic shortcomings in the education system which have shortchanged Bosnia-Herzegovina's young people and seriously impaired the country's ability to compete in the global market and integrate in European society. This is a reality which was reviewed yesterday and today by the Peace Implementation Council. Faced with this reality, the Peace Implementation Council examined ways of preventing Bosnia and Herzegovina's political elite from missing the chance of recovery and integration in Europe. The steering board expressed its full support for the measures I took in January in order to quash attempts of unilateral entity action in matters that concern the state. And it also expressed its full support for the action I have taken in the last week to prevent a basic and eventually dangerous dysfunction at the level of the Federation authorities. The steering board also reiterated its full support for the OHR in addressing any attempt to challenge the Dayton settlement or the institutions of Bosnia-Herzegovina. The international community is in full support of the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina in their aspiration, to join the European Union and NATO as citizens of a modern, democratic, and sovereign country. This is why the preparations, which are now well advanced to establish a reinforced EU presence in Bosnia and Herzegovina, are so important and so timely. The steering board received a detailed briefing on the reinforced EU presence, and there was a very strong view that the EU office and the OHR will be able to work closely and effectively together. Their spheres of activity will be clearly demarcated, and progress in one sphere can help to facilitate progress in the other. This is why I have supported myself a decoupling of the EUSR from the OHR and moving this mandate to the future head of the EU delegation to Bosnia-Herzegovina, effectively creating one EU representative in Bosnia-Herzegovina to work alongside with the High Representative. You know that the recruitment process for the new head of delegation, who will also be European Union Special Representative, has been finalized last Friday. There was this deadline, and we will have now interviews and hearings in Brussels, and most probably in the next few weeks we will learn who the new head of delegation will be. This new head of delegation will take over from me the function of European Union Special Representative. This is according to the Lisbon Treaty. So in future, we will have just one European Union representative. But he will be then double-headed. He will be head of delegation, like Mr. Kourkoulas in the past. But in addition, he will receive the function of European Union Special Representative. Additionally, he will receive some 20 or more, maybe less, but about 20 additional staff members. Yeah. You know that the European Union delegation has now some 98 staff members, close to 100. So in future, most probably, there will be some 120 staff members for the reinforced EU delegation, for the reinforced and strengthened EU presence. This presence was discussed in length today. It was given full support by everybody, including non-European states, some less, some more. But in any case, it was welcomed, or it was taken note of, that there will be a new delegation here, a strengthened delegation, which will also have some punitive measures, some possibilities. Yeah, and in the meantime, the OHR itself and his presence was not discussed, and also not the closure of the OHR. It was discussed, if you like, implicitly, indirectly, because we discussed only the 5+2 agenda. And as you know, as long as the 5+2 agenda is not implemented, there can be no transition. There can be no transition or closure of the OHR. So this was not a subject today, but we discussed in some detail the 5+2 agenda. The focus was more today on the strengthening of the EU presence in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The steering board is committed to providing me and my staff with the support we need in order to complete the job that OHR was established to. There's an equally strong view that the recent political disputes have pointed up the urgent need to reform the constitution in a way that will allow the country to function efficiently. It doesn't mean centralization, strengthening centralization, but strengthening efficiency, and of course all for the benefit of the citizens. And this must be a priority as soon as the political situation makes it possible to open a new round of constitutional discussion. Let me conclude with the following observation. The leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina have got the country into a position where institutions are being frequently challenged or weakened, where the European Union integration agenda is being neglected, or if you have where you have just lip services to European agenda. And also, unfortunately, urgent reforms are missing that could help create jobs and raise living standards for everybody. The international community has responded to this with disappointment, because this is an unnecessary state of affairs, and renewed resolve and initiatives are necessary. The international community continues to believe that, despite the efforts of its political leaders, maybe the negative efforts, yeah, Bosnia and Herzegovina can and will succeed in its Euro-Atlantic integration. And we intend to do everything necessary to ensure that this is what happens. Maybe, Rod, you'd like to speak a few words now? Or?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Dobar dan, ja ću vam se obratiti na engleskom, izvinjam se. As the High Representative noted a little while ago, there was a substantial discussion on the issue of Brčko district, more specifically on the issue of the future of international engagement in Brčko district. This has been an issue which, of course, has occupied the attention of the steering board for a long time, and certainly more intensely over the last few months. Essentially, the steering board expressed great pleasure and great satisfaction with the tremendous amount of progress which has been made in Brčko district, progress which was witnessed firsthand by the ambassadors of the steering board on March 15th when they spent a day in the district meeting with citizens and politicians, business persons, NGO activists, and so forth. And I think that, in general, the steering board ambassadors agree with my assessment and that of the High Representative that that the people of Birchko and the leaders of Birchko deserve a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for what has been accomplished over the last decade or so in rebuilding a society which was completely torn apart and devastated by conflict. There are very few examples in history that I can certainly think of where a community which has been so destroyed and so rent apart in such a short time has been able to stitch itself back together in such a positive way. There was also a great sense of satisfaction with the resolution of the infamous Birchko electricity issue. This was a new development following the last meeting of the PIC steering board. And there was particular gratitude expressed towards our partners in the European Commission, to our partners in Birchko District, in the Republika Srpska, and in the Federation as well, in reaching agreement to that, in reaching conclusion on that issue. Now, as I have certainly announced publicly before, the resolution of that issue has opened the door and opened the path to a fuller discussion of what happens next. There was not a decision today by the steering board to terminate supervision of Birchko District, nor did I take a decision with the concurrence of the High Representative to notify the arbitral tribunal that the tribunal should close. However, there is optimism on the part of the steering board, on the optimism here in OHR, that we can get to that point, hopefully in the relatively near future. We are currently reviewing very carefully the criteria which are laid out in the arbitral tribunal, which are required for the closure of the tribunal. We will be consulting very, very closely and continuously with our partners in the steering board in the period ahead. So if nothing major to announce today, you will, when you see the communique, you will see some optimistic language, and I think that reflects the hope that we all have that we can get to a point where the supervision of Birchko District can eventually be brought to a close. Thank you.